Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I need help, Truth Nation. If anybody out there that's listening that know who is, that know, Anthony, A-N-T-O-I-N-E, Anthony Dwayne Davenport. I received a message from him that was in my filtered messages. And I'm going to read you this message and you're going to understand why I need help, Truth Nation. Anthony Dwayne Davenport, he sent me this message. It said, and I guess this happened, he sent this message Sunday evening. And it was in my filter messages, and I've been trying to call him, and I'm going to throw this out there because I've been trying to call him and none of the numbers have went through. But he says, I need help. I tried to jump off the bridge yesterday. I am depressed and in bad situation, me and my wife and 12-year-old daughter. Anthony Davenport. And I've been trying to contact him. He left two numbers and he called me on Messenger. But if you're not my friend, if you're in the filter messages, it won't come through. So I just happened the other day to check my filter messages and I seen this message from Anthony Davenport. So if anybody knows who he is, somebody contact me. I've been trying to call the numbers. I've been trying to get in contact with him. Also, I checked his page. I checked his page, and a day ago, he made this post. I made my mind up. There's nothing to live for. Tomorrow going to jump off the bridge. Tomorrow I will be with you again. Kenneth Romez Rivers. You left me too hurt. I love you, little brother. I will be with you tomorrow. I'm going to jump off the bridge. Now, sometimes people go through tragic situations and they feel that he becomes suicidal. And when people reach out to me, I usually, if we're friends or, you know, if I can see it right away, I usually call them and talk to them. And as an advocate, I understand that I may have to be on this phone when I call these numbers for hours. For hours. So it just comes with it. I understand it. But I cannot reach this man. I've called two numbers that he gave out, and I tried to call him on Facebook. Anthony Dwayne Davenport. If anybody know who he is, please contact me. Please contact me. And I always tell people, suicides is up. Suicides is up. And a lot of people are losing faith. Losing faith in this world and in themselves. And all I can say is be encouraged and seek help. And even if it's me, I mean, he reached out to me and he's not the first person. This happens all the time. And I usually am able to call that person and give them some encouragement or give them some resources and, you know, advocate for them to, you know, find other means. But I have not been able to contact this person, Anthony Dwayne Davenport, on Facebook. If somebody knows who he is, once again, Truth Nation, let me know. I had a mother that called me a couple weeks ago with a young baby, and she was discouraged because she was a single mother with a young child, and she thought she was going to take her life, you know. And I always told her, I said, look, here go some resources. Here go some people that talk to these people that have resources for you to work with them. And if it doesn't get any better, hit me back and I'll see what else we can do. I always try to give them some type of information, some type of resource, some type of idea that can get them back on their feet. Unfortunately, she's doing well. I checked her Facebook and she's okay. She's back, you know. Sometimes people just need to have information. We don't know everything. We don't know what all the resources are. And I always wonder why we have a hard time finding out. We got over 3,000 nonprofits that claim to have services, and we don't know how to reach them sometimes. Or they'll call me and ask me where these resources are. That's why I provide a platform that if there's anything going on as a resource, you can contact Tory Lowe, and I will try to get these resources out here. I'll also save the resource, and I can email it to the people that's contacting me so they can have alternatives. But once again, we got to pay attention to our loved ones, and sometimes we feel like when we get to the point where we get to the point where we feel like we want to end it all, it's because we feel like nobody is there to help. Or there's no relief. There's no way out. Well, I'm telling y'all, like, we got to be mindful and we got to be resourceful and we got to have empathy for one another, especially in times where inflation is high, especially in times where there's a gender war going on, where men telling women what to do and women telling men what to do. And there's all this division going on. Groceries high, you know. It's time. 2024, let's let this be the year that we overcome certain obstacles as far as division and know that we need each other. I need you. I need my brothers. I need my sisters. I need you. We need each other. You are a reflection of who I am. Once again, if anybody knows where Anthony Dwayne Davenport, who he is, reach out to Tory Lowe and let's get him some help. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Two Rivers police confirmed a red and white plaid blanket found earlier in their investigation is Elijah Vu's blanket, according to a press release sent out Monday, March 18th. According to the Two Rivers Police Department, the blanket was found at Goodwin Road east of County Road B in Manitowoc County. Let's listen to see what's going on.
We begin tonight with a new clue in the search for a three-year-old Elijah Vu. Tomorrow marks 1 month since the boy was reported missing in Manitowoc County. And today, investigators revealed they discovered a blanket that belongs to Elijah. This news led to a new search in Two Rivers in the area where he was found, or where that blanket was found. New at 10, Kaylee Sterl talked to a search leader.
Just about a week after Elijah Vu went missing, a neighbor here tells me police found something near County Highway B in Manitowoc County. Today, we came back after police said in a press release it was Elijah's blanket. That's where we found people back on the search saying this is a sign of hope.
I said there was a blanket found.
That blanket belonging to three-year-old Elijah Vu. The first confirmed clue after he went missing nearly a month ago.
I think it's a sign of hope to find him around here, and I think he's going to be close to this area.
Dustin Wright was one of several people searching the area after police confirmed they found Vu's blanket early in their investigation on Goodwin Road east of Highway County B. That's nearly 4 miles from where he was reported missing.
I was taken aback that it was found this close into the city.
Lori Hamblin has been one of the volunteers helping to search from the beginning.
We have done quite a few of the areas right around here. I believe that there was groups that were assigned out here just like a couple weeks ago.
I spoke with a man who lives in the area. He tells me off camera, officials like the Manitowoc County Sheriff have done several searches in the area. However, this new update is encouraging Lori and others to continue their efforts.
Relooking at our maps and possibly redesignating areas as more important to cover.
Wow.
As they come together, they tell me the blanket is a sign of hope.
This is Wisconsin's toddler now. Everybody in Wisconsin is pretty much taking this toddler under their wing, and we want to just envelope him with protection and get him back where he belongs.
Well, keep searching. Don't give up.
I'll say this. These searches, at this point, they're just trying to find, you know, the child. But I'll say this. When I listen to this story, And the mother, you know, this story is so sketchy, but the mother intentionally sent the child to this man, Vang, for disciplinary reasons. You know, so ain't no telling what happened if this guy killed the baby. You know what I mean? So, like, this just sounds suspect. The baby 3 years old.
But what people aren't saying is, and because I was looking into this, this Jesse, like the boyfriend, has charges of child endangered. Like he's endangered a child before.
Right. But what I'm saying is, she, I guess,
and still willingly,
right,
sent them there to fix his attitude.
She knew that she was sending them over to this guy, that he was going to do some disciplinary tactics. Right. And now they saying they can't find the baby.
He made them stand for hours on end.
Right.
As a timeout. For a three-year-old.
Ain't no telling what he did to this baby. And sometimes I always talk about when people leave their children, or, you know, when these mothers, you know, we got a lot of single mothers, you know, in, you know, single parent housing, houses in the community. I always say, you got to be careful who you allow around these kids, you know, because everybody don't, they may want something from the mother, or, you know, expect certain things from the mother, but they may not have no attachment to the child like that. So I see it go on when single mothers leave their kids, you know, they got to go to work, and then they meet some guy, or, so, you know, they have them around the kids, and they not the father. They you know, some of these guys have sadistic ways. And then they want the kid, they want the guy to babysit the baby. I see it all the time. I hope they have some results with this search. I'm gonna send up prayers for Elijah Vu that, I mean, we hoping that something can happen where he can come back alive and in one piece. But what, it's been over a month?
Yeah, I think it's, I hate to say it, but I think we need to be realistic about this situation,
right,
and it needs to be turned into a recovery effort instead of, you know.
Right.
A three-year-old.
Right. I mean, he just didn't get out and run away. Okay. He...
And the dude claimed that the doors were, you know, deadbolted, locked shut,
right,
when he, quote-unquote, went missing.
You know, when I go out and when I used to do the search parties and we used to look all over for, you know, missing people, like, once you get so many people covering a certain area and trying to look, you know, sometimes I get to the point where I believe that, like you said, this is a recovery effort at a certain point.
Because, like, it's been below freezing since then out there. There's no way.
Well, I'll say this. I seen this scenario so many times that I lost count. Where the parent, the legal parent, leaves the child in the hands of other adults that are sketchy. And many times that could lead to abuse, even death.
He bragged about how the child was scared of him.
Right. You know what? I said I wasn't going to talk about a lot of the details because it's so crazy.
But that's the thing. Why? Right,
this parent would actually... See, it's sick to me that she would even allow this to even happen to her baby. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 1017 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Alex Telez. The Milwaukee Bucks are off this Tuesday, and they pick it back up on Wednesday as they head to Boston to take on the Celtics. Tip-off is scheduled for 6:30 with coverage over on WTMJ beginning at 6. The brackets are out for this year's NCAA March Madness Tournament. 2-seed Marquette is in the South Region as they are set to take on 15-seed Western Kentucky this Friday afternoon in Indianapolis. Tip-off is scheduled at 1 with coverage over on 94.5 at 12:30. Finally, the 5-seed Wisconsin Badgers are in the South Region. They are set to take on 12-seed James Madison Friday night in New York. Tip-off is scheduled for 8:30. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown team's member, FDIC.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Can't hide, gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide, gonna find you and make you want me.
101, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. It's time for my question of the day, DJ Brother Z. My question of the day. And I want y'all to call in because there's different people on both sides of this conversation. And I think we should have this conversation because I'm seeing a lot of people blaming the person when really they should have had enough sense that they were pouring into an empty cup. They're blaming people for the suffering that they sustained from pouring into an empty cup. But my question is, can a broken person be fixed? Can a broken person be fixed? And I was watching this woman talk about how she was pouring in to this male and she was trying to help him. She was trying to stand by his side. She was trying to show him that, you know, he deserved better. But in the process, he took all her money out of her bank account. He did things to her that she had to take as far as abuse, all in her effort to try to change him from some of the ways, some of his broken ways. And I just thought that, okay, can a person change a person? And I already know the answer is no. That's my answer. You know, I think no. I think that somebody got to be willing to change. And a lot of times, in order for a person to heal, they have to heal from within and they have to do it themselves. And I think that was at least my take. But I also found that people say, yeah, a broken person can be healed because if you give them the love and show them that, you know, certain things that and they'll turn around or they'll eventually turn around. Do you think you can heal a broken person, DJ Brother Z?
No.
Yeah, I mean, some people try to, though, all the time.
I was going to say, yeah, I tried that.
Some people try it. Some people have tried it. They have tried to take on somebody that may have some broken ways, and they thought, hey, look, maybe if I just add this glue, my love. Maybe my love is the glue, DJ Brother Z, and we could probably fix this person. And what I'm seeing is people having resentment and they develop mistrust issues for the next person who may not be broken. Is that even fair? You know, that you taking a chance to fix a broken person, got scarred, and now you're trying to take it out on the next person. And you know what I'm seeing? A lot of people don't even know how to recognize a good person or a broken person or somebody that's beneficial or unbeneficial to them. I believe that people don't even know what to look for when they talk about finding the right person. I think many times we get stuck on I like this person and we have something in common. But I don't think we go beyond and dig deeper into the inside, the inner workings of people. And are we truly a fit? Are we truly a fit? I want to know. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. How many of y'all have tried to fix a broken person? I don't know. Did it work? Did it work, DJ Brother Z?
Hell no.
You know, I see this in conversation where people become angry and bitter. I'm talking about male and female. Because they tried to pour in to somebody that had the hole in the bottom of the cup. All the love was going in and coming out the bottom. And they genuinely had a good notion that they can help this person. All I got to do is give them a little love, a little understanding. And then the broken person begins to see that they care and then take advantage because of the broken spirit they have or the what they call ungratefulness of the brokenness that's probably going on. They're not giving them, they're not pouring back the energy. So the person starts to gain a lot of mistrust for the world or for everybody else because you tried to invest in somebody that was broken. To be honest with you, Apollo Q, when he was his poem, he talked about that. And I told him during the break, I said, in your poem, you talk about dating broken people and how they're not able to reciprocate the love back. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you better start realizing that you can't fix everybody. I don't even know if you can fix people. My answer is no. But I want to know, Truth Nation, I want to know from you, 833-212-1017, can you fix a broken person? Have you invested into something that was broken and now you have resentment that may have now changed you from doing it again? 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Can a broken person be fixed? I know a lot of y'all out there trying to fix a broken person right now listening to the radio. That's why y'all not calling in. Because y'all didn't invest it in this idea right now. Maybe the person you with right now may be broken and you're trying to show them. You're trying to show her that love is real. Can you fix a broken person? 833-212-1017. I'm going to take a few calls. Char. You on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, I was just telling your screener that there's a distinction here. This is three elements here. There's a broken person, an evil person, and a stupid person.
What's the difference? So what's the difference? Break it down.
Okay, I'll give you a broken person. I'll give you an example. A couple of years ago, I was at a McDonald's, and there's somebody begging outside, looked down and out, whatever. And he said, could you please spare me some money? And I said, no, but I'll go in there and buy you some food. And he said, F you.
So, oh, wow.
Okay. You know, because that wasn't his agenda. And so I said, no, I'm not going to give you no money because I know what you're going to do with it, but I'll buy you a meal. And he walked away. And now, stupid person, I'm speaking from a woman's perspective. You can't, if you accept somebody how they are in your life, why would they think they need to change? You know, especially doing negative stuff to other people. A broken person, to me, is a person that needs help with themselves. They need clothes. They need shelter. They need food. They need a hug. They need somebody to watch their kids for them. Like, you heard me before. I volunteer at a child care center. I help a lot of women. I don't give out no money, but I get by the children clothes, I comb their hair, and I teach them stuff. So the three things are very important. You could want to help a broken person, but make sure they're not an evil person.
Oh.
And you don't be a stupid person.
Because then they're going to take advantage of you.
Right. And then you're buying into it. It's like, you know, you loan a man a car. And he's had cars and children and a lot of women before. And you say, here, go take my car. Well, then you're a stupid person.
Oh, wow. Hey. All right. Hey. All right. Hey, look. She broke it down. She said it's stupid, it's evil, and it's broken. Van, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Hello. Yes, pretty much what she just said is like it depends on how what you're looking for in broken. Like people can change. Like people, you got to want to change. So like if you are serious about wanting to change your brokenness, depending on if you're a cheater or you like you know bad, you know parents, you know your home, your upbringing, whatever your damage is.
Right.
If you want to change it, you can change it.
I agree.
It's all about wanting to change it. Now, like what she said, is broken people and the stupid people and evil people. Some people, like, you know, can be broken or act broken to take advantage of people. Like, you know, like, all right, I'll take it. Women always seem to, more than men, women be wanting to change people. It seems like they be wanting to change gay guys straight.
Mm.
They want to change little dudes tall. You know, they just,
what?
Like a project
well,
almost.
Buy them shoes, I mean, with a thicker, like, heel or something?
Whatever. They
they just
change. Want to
change everything about,
oh, wow,
us, Tori.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, so, like, they take broken people in as projects and, like, you know, they heart be in the right place. They want to fix them. They want to help them. They want this person to be a good person for them.
Right.
And then the broken person see that, or the probably pretending to be broken person see that, and, you know, all snap dollar signs or somewhere to live or whatever they trying to get out of that person.
Take advantage of the person.
So, yeah. So, like,
so you see that, is that, it, so is the person that's doing that, is, are they stupid to do that, or what is that?
I mean, at the end of it, they'll probably feel stupid, but I don't think it came from a place of idiocy.
Right.
You know, being stupid. It came
I
from
think
a
it came from sincerity.
Yeah, and, like, sometimes love makes you stupid.
Love is blind.
It is.
All right. Hey, so, look. Yep. I mean.
So it's a choice. I feel like you can if you want to. It's probably harder than most people think, and if some people just, like she said, if you accept me for who I am when we came into this relationship, why I feel like I need to change?
Some people like the challenge.
Some people like women. Like the challenge.
All right. Hey, we talking about it. I appreciate you for tapping in, man. Look, a lot of people, they try to, and I believe they do like the challenge. I believe that people like the challenge, even though they, you know, the person may not be giving back, or it may not be reciprocated the love, but they just like to, you know, feel that there's a challenge every day. It gets them going. When we come back, we got Al on the lines. If you want to chime in, can a broken person be fixed? 833-212-1017. We got some talk to text. We got some chat. We're going to try to get to all of it when we get back. Truth Nation. They liked it right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Me and you, baby, I love you. Used to be the kind of never wanna settle down.
Seven, the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Can a broken person be fixed? I'm starting to see a rise in people posting about their broken relationships that they poured into somebody that didn't reciprocate the love, or that took advantage of their love. And I'm wondering, should they have known, you know, that you may not get fixed? Certain people. I mean, I'm seeing TikToks. I'm seeing Instagram. I'm seeing people on Facebook, and they're saying, I don't trust nobody no more. I don't trust nobody.
I don't trust nobody.
Right, because they poured into a cup with a hole at the bottom. And is that fair to everybody else? Hey, can a broken person be fixed? Some of y'all working on projects right now. Some of y'all got some of y'all out there trying to turn it around, trying to, you know, be that rock. Can a broken person be fixed? I want y'all that's trying to call in to see if it's working, to tell me if it's working. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. I want to know. Some people say yeah. Some people say yeah, it can work. In the chat, Erica. She says, absolutely, Mr. Lowe. I was a very broken woman, and when I met my husband that I prayed for, I was able to heal with God's help and with my husband's guidance and love. So absolutely. We going to head to the lines. Al, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
The answer to your question, absolutely not.
Mm.
If it's a, I don't care if it's a man or a woman, if they're broken, let them rot. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when they get to a certain point in life, they're going to have resentment against you for helping them, and they're going to leave you. And they're going to do twice as much as everything that you did for them, and they're going to do it for somebody else. Mm. So I say let them rot. If they're down on their knees, and I don't care if their stomach is coming out the back of their butt.
What?
Let them get up on their own. If it's something you want from them, like yam, yam, tam, tam, pam, pam, I would say get that and keep it moving. But I would not try to fix anything that need. I would not try to fix anything that need to be broken, because it becomes a codependency. And when you get the doo-doo end of the stick, you have nobody to blame except yourself. So if they're broken, again, let them rot. Because those who can pull themselves up will appreciate it and know how to get it. But if you help them, they're going to say thank you, leave you, and go do more for the person who didn't do nothing. So again, let them rot. Get them yam yams, them tam tams, and bam bam. Drink it, two bottles of water and go about your day. That's all you
two
can do.
Two bottles of water.
It'll save a whole. Yeah, you know, that's after every, you
oh,
know.
Oh, wow.
You know, so let it go. Let them rot. Because if you don't, then you're going to be jaded and bitter. You, if they already down on their knees, it's for another reason. You ain't Jesus, you ain't Christ, and nor do you need to be. Let them rot. Yab, yab, tam, tams, bam, bams. They can get up on their own because they're going to resent you in the end. Let them rot. Have a good day.
Hey, look, and when we talk about building, regroup, rethink, and reshape, we're talking about trying to get as close to trying to move forward as possible. And the person that you're with will play a huge factor in if you're able to move forward in a healthy way or not. You know, and I think that we all have to do the inner work. I think that we all, like, if you're coming up, especially in some of our communities where, you know, there's a lot of struggle going on, yeah, you're going to get scarred. You know, things are going to happen. Sometimes we have broken families. Sometimes we have, you know, we don't have the dad around. Sometimes we don't, in many cases, we don't have the mom around, or we may not have any of our original biological parents around. So depending on what situation you're in, I think a lot of this needs a lot of self-work, you know, to be able to overcome a lot of the obstacles. We got to start from within, and a lot of that may be a spiritual journey with you and yourself to actually get in a position where you can actually be an aid or a help to somebody else, you know. And plus, if you love yourself, you can give love. I was listening to that new Jordan Lucas album, and he said something that was so powerful.
Wait, he dropped the album already?
He just dropped, he dropped a song about addiction.
Oh, so he just dropped the,
yeah,
okay.
Him and Jelly Roll.
Don't do me like
him
that.
Him and Jelly Roll.
Okay, I did see that he released a song with Jelly Roll. I saw that actually this morning.
And he said that if you don't believe in yourself, then you will never believe in anybody believing in you. And I thought that was powerful. I'm going to throw that out there, Truth Nation. If you don't believe in yourself, then you will never believe in anybody believing in you. That's powerful. We go ahead to the lines. Mike, you're on the new 101.7
Yes,
Tap in.
Yeah, Tori, I just want to say, every time I almost like what Al say, he's going to say something like you just said.
Get off trail.
I mean, I swear I was riding with him on some stuff, and I said, you know, forgive me, you know, for feeling. But then every time there's this negative, you know, just hurt inner person that, I mean, man, without any compassion.
Mm.
You know, man, you said your stomach out your, man, nobody heard no shit like that, man.
Oh, wow.
You don't even do that to the guy at the gas station, man. You got to be serious. I'm just saying, man, lighten up, Al. I mean, God dog, man. You let somebody do that or hurt your feelings on this show and they ain't touching you, And that's bad. So what you talking about?
So you saying he might be a little broke?
That's, fractured. to pieces, shattered.
Well, can you fix the broken person, Mike?
Yeah, yes, you can. You can. Anybody can be fixed. Two broken pieces make a whole.
Later. Hey, come on, hey. DJ Brother Z. Look, we gonna go to the chat. We gonna head over to the chat. The Miracle Minister, he's in the chat, and he says the only broken person who can't be fixed is Humpty Dumpty. Everyone else can certainly be fixed. I want to know, because, look, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't want to take the blame for what somebody else did. I got some stuff that I'm going to do. I got some mistakes that I'm going to make, you know, as a human being. I need all that energy to help me with my mistakes that I'm going to make. I don't want to suffer from somebody not being able to have discernment about the person that they chose to pour into. That's just me. So I don't allow the broken spirit to I don't mind working and helping and trying to, you know, advance, you know, as far as when people want to do right, come along. We gonna grow together. But if it's some brokenness there, I think it's up to the individual to try to work on that. And ain't no telling how long that's going to take. 4834 says most people don't want to be fixed. Most people just, and this is very important, because sometimes people play the victim and that keeps them into the brokenness when they play the victim. And then they don't want to, you know, until you start finding that road to where you can gain some traction on progress within self, and then play the victim, and then that's no good either. So I do agree. Some people don't want to be fixed once they take the victim role. Hey, look, 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Can broken people be fixed? That's the question. When we come back, we're going to have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.